Text appears over Brewster High School as teens run inside, a Disney Channel original movie. In a gymnasium, students pack into bleachers. A title appears, Disney, Hatching Peak. Elsewhere, an embroidered badge reads, Brewster High School, home of the Roosters. Someone unzips a case, takes out a feathery costume, then pulls it on. From the inside, the person pulls the zipper up. In the gymnasium, students clap. Meanwhile, the mascot puts on chunky, oversized rooster feet made of fuzzy fleece. White gloves, a jersey with Raging Rooster emblazoned across the front, and a chicken head complete the costume.
Cock-a-doodle-doo! Achoo!
A sneeze causes the mascot to faceplant.
Gosh, the feathers. Achoo!
The school band marches up past the rooster lying on the floor.
Achoo!
Worst chicken we ever had.
That's a rooster! It's a rooster!
Get it.
The rooster stands and trudges ahead. Now, the band enters the gym and passes a woman holding a clipboard bobbing her head. A teen boy with shaggy blonde hair walks in behind them.
Hey, Miss Banfield, sorry I'm late. I've been looking for Cammie Poole. Have you seen her go inside?
I'm sorry, are you a new student here at Brewster High?
You're kidding, right? I'm in your biology class. I'm Pete Ivy.
Miss Banfield stares. The rooster sneezes and stumbles behind Pete.
What's up, Pete? Hi, Miss Banfield.
Oh, so you know this young man, Cletus? He was just inquiring as to the whereabouts of your sister.
He was? Mm-hmm. He's trying to find Cammie so he can ask her out, finally.
How did you know that?
I'm your best friend. Pay attention to your neurotic ramblings.
Oh, here we are. Pete Ivy, check.
Thank you.
Okay.
Cletus sneezes into his hand.
Oh, is that brain?
He shows Miss Banfield his hand. She gags and turns away.
Tommy Thompson testing, 1, 2, 3, Brewster.
Pete scans the gym. Cletus approaches the band conductor.
Hey, Poole, you better get your tail feathers out on the court.
Tail feathers. That's a funny one, Skyler.
Thank you.
Pete treks along near the band and spots a blonde cheerleader wearing a pink headband.
Cammie! Hey!
She continues on with the other cheerleaders. Cletus struts over to them and approaches a blonde girl wearing a green sweater.
Okay! Throw them in the muck! Slap, slap, slap!
Hey, Jamie, what up?
Beat it, Poole, you're gross!
Cock-a-doodle-do it!
Seriously, leave or I'll have the rest of the team hurt you again!
Okay, all right, so I will see you later. Hey,
let's
sis,
go,
how's it going?
Oh,
shoot!
Cammie!
Hey!
Hey, Pete, what are you doing here?
Oh, me? Oh, I'm here because, I had something that I wanted to tell you. Well, it's kind of more of a question.
Okay, shoot, I'm kind of in a hurry.
Yeah, well, I was wondering...
A basketball player arrives.
If you would... Who is this guy? Does he even go to this school?
Oh, that's just Pete. He's my brother's best friend.
Don't care.
She hugs and kisses the athlete as Pete watches.
Gonna score 20 points today for you, sweet thing. Bye-bye, Pete.
He slaps Pete's belly as he passes.
See ya.
Isn't Dill awesome?
Yeah. Yeah, Dill is the awesomest.
All right, well, I'll see you at the game.
See you at the game.
Pete forces a smile.
Loser.
In the stands, teens throw trash at Cletus.
Had enough yet? Let's get out of here.
Still in his rooster costume, Cletus stands. He broods and stomps across the gym with Pete. They approach a man walking onto the court. Cletus raises a wing.
What up, coach?
Jam, take the gum out. Let's go. Get in here. Jam, tie your shoes. Let's get it in here. Come on.
Joe, Pete, how'd it go with my sister?
I dry heaved.
Ball, please. Thank you. Okay, we have a simple goal for tonight, okay? We're going to score more than 7 points.
Later.
Oh, and Cammie seems to really enjoy kissing Dill.
Yeah, Pete, I could have told you that. Dude's always over at my house. You know, I think he's stealing my mini cologne samples. Why didn't you tell me your sister was dating the captain of the basketball team? Pete, Chill, dude. I'll level with you. Okay, I didn't tell you about Dill because I wanted you to grow, man. Experience new things. I mean, just building the courage to choke out a few words to my sister. It took guts. Major guts, man. I'm really proud of you.
Really? Thanks, fool. I really appreciate that.
Dude, I'm just messing with you, dude. It's slip.
Cletus awkwardly steps down the hallway in the big chicken feet. Pete stands with his hands on his hips, staring down thoughtfully. Now a vintage two-door car drives to a house with a small bakery attached to the side, then parks before a garage. Pete climbs out.
Hey, son.
Dad.
Working on a car in the garage, Pete's dad watches him walk by, then glances to a woman standing outside the bakery. Wearing an apron, she nods in Pete's direction. The dad accidentally smears grease on his forehead, then walks after his son. On a trampoline, Pete flips, then continues jumping. Trees surround the property. Pete fluidly leaps and bounces steadily with a sequence of flips. Pete's dad walks across the lawn with a mug and approaches.
What's wrong, son? You look a little down.
Yeah, he's got some things going on. Woman trouble?
Well, yeah. I kind of missed my chance with a girl I like.
Got beat to the punch, huh?
By the captain of the basketball team.
Thing is, Pete, if you want to get noticed by girls, you got to give them something to notice. Like, when you were a kid, you were into gymnastics. That got you noticed.
Yeah. Everyone thought I was weird.
Okay, bad example. But, see, my point is, this guy plays basketball. That gets noticed. Your mother didn't even know I existed until I did something bold. I got a motorcycle.
And pulling out of the dealership, you rode off the sidewalk and fell over.
I have poor balance.
Okay? Your father broke nearly every bone in his body.
Shake a tail feather. We got 45 minutes
Come on,
to tip
Pete.
Off.
Inside.
I don't like going to the game.
What did your son just say?
Why bother? Rooster hasn't won a game since, like, early last season.
Pete, if this is some sort of teenage acting out against your parents, we kindly ask you to leave Rooster Nation out of it.
Yes.
Hello, Cletus. Hola, Leon. Achoo!
Sounds like you got a cold.
It's allergies, but that's a strong guess. Doris.
Cletus winks.
What's up?
Our names haven't changed, Cletus. We're still Mr. and Mrs. Ivy to you.
That's right.
Hey, wait a minute. Shouldn't you be heading to the game by now?
Yes. Yes, I should.
Well, come on, Roosters. Let's cock-a-doodle-doo!
We'll do that. That's where we're going.
Cool, what's up?
Dude, I need you to do me a solid.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to go ahead and be the chicken tonight at the game, and I need to borrow like $500.
What? No!
I thought that you said that you were my best friend.
Pete gapes.
Okay, no worries about the money, and no hard feelings about filling in for me today. Thanks.
I'm not gonna be the chicken. What is going on?
Pete, this isn't easy for me to admit. Okay?
Okay.
I'm dying.
Pete presses his lips together, muffling his laugh. He looks at Cletus, and his smile fades.
You're not serious.
Yes, Pete, I'm serious. I'm dying inside of this foam chicken head.
Idiots.
Dude, it's my allergies, man. Okay, they've never been this bad. I mean, Principal Daly got a new chicken head for my costume. Oh, yeah, he thought that the bright new colors would boost school spirit. I mean, it's a fine plan, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm probably going to be the first person in history to sneeze to death.
Nothing quit. You hate being the chicken.
Pete, you know I can't do that. Okay, it's my family legacy.
He reaches into his pocket.
Don't go for the wallet.
Yes, I'm going for the wallet, Pete.
Cool.
Pete,
I've
you made me do it.
Cletus unfolds pictures in a photo album attached to his wallet.
Me? My dad?
His family members wear the mascot costume.
My uncle? My other uncle? I think that's my aunt? My granddad? Pete, you're gonna have to do this for the grandkids.
I don't even know what makes you think I can be the chicken. I practically blacked out saying hi to your sister.
Okay, Pete, you know what? That's a sound argument. I really don't want to get into it. Maybe I came and asked the wrong guy. Okay, Pete, if you don't want to do it, I guess I'll just go talk to Keith Burke.
You know, he said he would pay me to let him wear the chicken suit. I mean, the guy knows it's a chick magnet.
Wait,
no, Pete, that's too bad. You know, I was even gonna offer to put in a good word to Cammy for you. You know, her and Dill are barely hanging on by a thread.
You serious?
Yeah. And I know little sis listens to Big Bro. I mean, come on, Pete. You know, I was gonna say a few choice words on your behalf. Just think about that. Pete and Cammy? That's catchy. Now it's gonna be the Burkmeister and Cammy. It's tragic.
Well, I mean, I don't know the routine.
Pete, here's the routine. You walk around, you flap your wings, make sure to get in all the school yearbook pictures. Dude, I don't know. I'm an awful mascot.
Man.
Listen, I heard at mascot camp, they make a hyperallergenic head for like $1,000. Dude, I'll look into that. But for now, can you hook a buddy up?
Standing by his motor scooter, Cletus puts on a helmet.
You know, Poole, it's not exactly my thing to make a clown out of myself in public. I mean, they usually leave that to you.
I mean, what if somebody finds out it's me? Pete, dude, I need this to be a secret more than you do.
Man.
Pete shrugs. Cletus lifts the hefty bag with the costume.
Come on, man.
Pete eyes the bag. Later, people arrive at the game.
Yes, Rooster fans, another big game today. As the Armadillos, 18 wins and 2 losses, take on your own Raging Roosters, who are 0-20. It's going to be tough for the Roosters to beat a team of this caliber. And here we go.
The Brewster High School boys basketball team bust through a paper banner. They run across the court. Dill shoots and misses. The coach strides on behind them. The cheerleaders flap their elbows like wings. In the stands, Pete's parents sit next to another Rooster fan.
So we're going to beat those Armadillos tonight?
Go!
Chicken we ever had, Jack.
You know, I think my boy Cletus has got what it takes to outshine even me.
Not a loser.
We're on here.
The coach stands by the announcer's table.
The tip-off, we go.
A referee tosses up the tip-off.
And the ball is controlled by the Armadillos down court. Armadillo score.
I'm open.
And it's picked off.
That's right, Dill Pickle. I'm talking to you.
I told you Jam can't inbound. I should just inbound it myself.
Okay, Dill, inbound to yourself.
Come on, let's go, guys.
It's taken away again by an Armadillo.
Please, don't.
An Armadillo player shoots a layup.
Another score by the Armadillos.
Come on. Dill, live up to your hair, okay? If I had hair like that, there's no telling what I could do.
Outside, Pete parks his red compact car wearing the whole chicken costume, then squeezes his clunky, feathery frame out of the driver's seat. He falls to the asphalt.
Man.
A large, curved beak extends from the bulky head. Long feathers stick out of the tail. Pete rushes toward the school front door. He trips in his oversized chicken feet shoes. He gets up and adjusts his tail with a wiggle. He continues on, quickly running inside. Meanwhile, in the gymnasium,
Back on G!
The Armadillos score. The scoreboard reads Roosters 0, Visitors 30.
That means you stop them from scoring.
Pete opens the door and peeks in.
Let's get this over with. Everybody knows it's me. Just walk around. Clap your wings, be generally annoying like Pool for a couple hours, and go home.
The door swings and bumps him into the gym.
Stupid tail.
Whoa!
Ooh, what's up? All right, here we go.
Oh. Hey, it's a chicken! It's my boy! Oh,
that's good.
Get this over with.
Go, Dill!
This one's for you, baby.
No, it's
a player steals the ball from Dill.
Smooth, Dill.
Here, let's go. Come on. Oh, there we go. Back on defense. Getting tired? I am. Just watching.
The scoreboard reads 42-0. Pete waddles across the floor.
Let's go, Rooster!
He stares through the open beak. He sees Cammy. She rolls her eyes at the rooster. The armadillos race down the court with the ball. A player shoots a layup and plows into Pete, knocking him over.
Oh, yeah, very funny.
Pete sees the cheerleaders laughing at him.
Ouch, these people are harsh.
He wiggles his beak and rises. A suited man enters the gym. A tip-off bounces over to him. He picks it up and calmly hands it to a rooster player.
Go, Jam! Pass the ball.
Jam throws it to Coach.
Timeout, please. Thank you.
Meanwhile, Pete stands unsteadily.
Forget it. Sorry, Pooh, I'm out of here. I still got a little pride left.
The ball sails through the air and hits Pete. He flips and lands on his back. The suited man frowns, then exits.
I hope Pete is all right.
Oh, he's fine. He's all right. He's got padding under those feathers, right?
Well, no. The school didn't spring for the deluxe model with the butt pads. So, hey,
you're okay, son. Shake it off. Let's go.
Pete wobbles on his feet.
It's all right. It's okay. We're going to rule the roost someday.
What happened?
Pete stares at the cheerleaders through his beak.
It's all right, it's okay.
I'm giving them something to notice.
It's okay.
Finally got your attention, okay. Keep watching.
Pete energetically shuffles and hops across the floor, then does a goofy dance. The armadillos score another layup. Pete thumps his body on the floor and slides backwards in front of the girls. Now Pete jumps up and does a spinning flip. The armadillos win a tip-off, then score an easy layup. On the sideline, Pete ambles over to the opponent's bench and sits beside a few players. He rests his wing on one of them.
Go, Rooster!
Come on! Good D! Come on!
Pete follows the Rooster's coach and mocks his walk and hand signals.
Let's go. Three.
A woman with graying hair points and laughs at Pete's imitation of the coach.
Here we go again. Go ahead. Just go ahead. Come on, get back. Come on, back.
The coach runs along the court, and Pete copies his every move. The coach turns and bumps into the mascot.
Okay.
Pete continues mirroring the coach. Then they flail their hands at each other.
Okay? Okay, that's it. Get off the court!
Pete runs on the court, and the coach chases.
What?
Technical foul.
What? What, did you see the ticket was on the... What are you...
You're out of here.
Oh, come on! What the...
The coach peels off his blazer and drops it to the floor as he marches out. Pete flaps his wings. Later, the headlights of Pete's car cut through the dark night as he pulls into a driveway and parks before a small house. Pete climbs out wearing his street clothes. Then Cletus exits the front door and starts toward him.
Pete. Hey, how'd it go?
Good, I guess. You might want to dry clean the chicken. I fell a lot.
Cletus picks up the head.
I guess dry cleaning expenses could be on me.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Pete. And rest assured, Operation Make Cammy Fall in Love with Pete will commence tonight.
All right. Just keep me posted.
All right, man. Good night.
Good night.
Hey, Pete. Thanks. I know you must have hated being the chicken.
Pete looks at his friend, then turns back to his car. At school, Cletus and Pete walk down a hallway.
So, Pete, the chicken worked good, huh?
Nice one, Pete. Wasn't so bad.
Students high-five Cletus.
Hey,
Pete. Good work, chicken. Thanks.
Whoa, good job, dude. Man.
I guess the game went good, huh?
Yeah, I think it went all right.
Elsewhere.
I want Poole expelled. He's a menace. Hanging from the girders, teasing the officials.
It's not funny, and it's not safe. He made a mockery of the team.
Oh, seems to me the team did a pretty good job of that all by itself.
Oh, that's nice, Fred. That's great. Thank you for that. You know, I would never say something like that to you.
I'm sorry, Coach. I'm sorry. But your team is just not good. Now, I don't know whether it's because the athletes are all horrible or because you need more practice being a coach. But, well, let me put it this way. Right now, that chicken has greater job security than you do.
Fred taps Coach on his shoulder, then walks off. Elsewhere, Cletus stands at his locker. Two teens in varsity jackets approach on his right. Dill glares at him on his left. Cletus forces a grin.
What up, fellas? Good game Friday night.
Wow, Pooh. You got some guts.
Right, boys.
Thanks, Dill.
Guts kind of runs in the family. They actually call my grandpa Grandpa Guts.
Or you might want to consider a new career path. Because this one goes straight to the frying pan.
That's funny, Dill. Frying pan. Fried chicken. You get it? Do you get it?
Yes, Floyd. I get it. And I'll be going now.
Freeze!
As the basketball players grip Cletus, Coach marches over.
Let him go, let him go, let him go.
Coach, you made people laugh at us. They belittled us. And you.
That's his job. He's a mascot. One feather on his scrawny little head gets touched. You go three rounds with me. Comprende?
Comprende.
Understand.
Okay, here's how it's gonna be.
They shove past Cletus.
Thanks, Coach. You know, I feel like they were channeling their anger at me instead of each other.
That's just my theory.
I don't like you, Pooh.
Huh?
I don't like the chicken. Get it?
Okay.
I wish I could cut those boys loose. Play patty cake with your face. But I'd lose my job, and that is the only reason you are still upright.
What did I do that was so bad?
Oh, don't play dumb with me, Mop Top. You know what you did out on that court. And let's just say some feelings were hurt. And hurt feelings stink.
Coach swallows back his tears and leaves. In a classroom, Pete sits next to Jamie. Cletus enters. Jamie shoves Pete's notebook into his chest. He stands, then Cletus takes a seat.
You were so funny Friday night. I will never have a wrestler beat you up again.
Well, it is only fitting that we have our chicken present when we talk about the Rooster Day celebration. Now, I need two volunteers from this class to be on the float committee.
Pete sits by a brunette girl.
Oh, come on, citizens. Pete Ivy. Hey, Pete, what about you? This could be a great way to make a name for yourself, huh?
The brunette girl raises her hand.
I'll volunteer, Miss Banfield.
Oh, that would be wonderful, Angela. So then it is Angela Morrissey and Pete Ivy on the float committee, the two new kids in school. That is perfect.
I didn't realize you were a new kid in school.
Save it for the float committee.
Pete and Angela lower their gaze. Later, Pete spots Cletus through a door.
Okay, all right, guys, one more time.
Students surround him.
Cock-a-doodle-doo! Power to the poultry. Pete! Sorry, guys, I gotta run, but there will be another show later.
When later?
Huh?
How about later after school? You and me. So, what do you say?
Yes, please.
Pete walks off. Jamie struts to the door, blows Cletus a kiss, then exits.
Okay, did everybody see that?
Later.
Okay, everyone, let's get started.
Sorry I'm late. I just got lost again. You know, there's just so much you gotta learn with a new school.
Put a dollar in the lake jar.
Good. So we have Bob's uncle's tractor to pull the float.
Beside Pete, Angela searches her wallet.
See what else?
He pulls out his.
The next order of business, a design.
I gotcha.
Any suggestions?
Thanks. I'll pay you back.
Maybe we can build a big rocket ship and paint something on it, like, I don't know, go Roosters.
A brown-haired student scowls.
Really? A rocket ship? It's the best you got, rocket ship.
He stands.
I'm out of here. Good luck without me. It was just my first idea. What else you got? Space shuttle.
The brown-haired student leaves the art room. Angela raises her hand.
Hey, listen up. Angela's got an idea.
Well, I don't want to be pushy or anything.
No, hey, it's wide open. Help us out. Come on.
Okay, well, it seems to me like everyone likes the chicken. So why don't we try to use him somehow?
I like it.
Any specific idea?
Put the chicken on a rocket ship.
Anyone besides Bob got an idea?
Later, outside.
Angela, hey.
Hey.
Your idea was awesome right there.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
You're Peter, right?
Yeah, Pete. It's the name.
Oh, don't worry. I'll definitely give you your dog back tomorrow.
Oh, keep it. I got like 20 more where that came from.
Good.
Hey, you want to ride home? My car's just right there.
Oh, no, thanks. I'm going to walk. It's kind of my exercise for the day. But thanks. Really.
I like to walk. Yeah. Good for the lungs, right?
Yes, that it is.
I'll walk with you.
Don't you have a car?
Well, yeah. Yeah, but it's so bad for the environment and
right.
Stuff. I was thinking about donating it to, like, a foundation.
Oh. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, my boyfriend back in Houston, he volunteers for a nursing home. They're always looking for donations.
Well, I will strongly consider donating my car to your boyfriend.
Cool. Yeah. I better go, so. Bye, Pete.
Angela turns back and flashes a big smile as she continues walking away.
Poetry in motion.
Clean it.
Right?
Nearby, Jamie jumps into Cletus' arms. Pete watches with a furrowed brow, then stalks off. Now, Mrs. Ivy's catering bakery neon sign glows against the dark night sky. In their living room, Leon and Doris watch TV. In the bakery, Pete works on homework.
Not hungry, Mom.
Cletus enters.
Yeah.
Cool. So,
listen, partner, we gotta talk. I need to know what you did at the game Friday.
I don't know. I just improvised.
Improvised? Like how, Pete? I mean, did you use props, catchphrases? Can you please just give me some details?
I don't know. I followed the coach around a little bit. I made fun of him.
That explains a lot.
I got the other team's huddle. That got a big laugh.
Pete, you do realize that you broke all of the mascot rules, right?
He stands and Pete follows.
I'm sorry. I just went with it. I've never acted like that before.
It's cool, man. I really don't care. The important thing is I might be kissing Jamie Wynn by week's end.
Yeah, well, because of me.
Don't render this as going unrewarded, okay? I mean, Cammy was just asking about you.
Whatever, Cammy's not into me.
Oh, really? Why'd she ask if you get sweaty palms when you hold hands with a girl? Eh? Why'd she ask that, Pete?
Cletus grabs a cupcake.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What did you say? I mean, I do sometimes, but it depends.
No, man, I'm just kidding. She actually hasn't asked that yet. But, Pete, I'm prepared to defend all of your flaws. Okay, here's the deal. I need you to teach me the routine.
All I remember is everybody was staring at me, and then, I don't know, something clicked.
Clicked? Pete, I need specifics. You realize that I will probably never be this popular again in my life?
No, even Angela Morris, he's a fan.
Morris, he's a fan?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay, Pete, what is it? I mean, you want to be a friend? A best friend? Because that's what I'm telling people that we are.
All right, I'll show you some moves.
Perfect. Oh, my goodness, Pete. I'm a genius. You're going to be the chicken tomorrow. And I'll be in the stands watching you do what you do, and you can count it.
That'll work. People see you in the stands, they know you're not in the suit.
Pete, I'm not stupid, man. That base will be covered.
He puts his helmet on backwards.
Your helmet's backwards.
He takes it off.
I knew my helmet was
just
backwards.
Looking out for you.
It's gonna be fine, Pete. Okay.
At the gym, students pack into the bleachers. Wearing a yellow and green clown-style wig and matching face paint, Cletus watches the band march past. Nearby, the team huddles.
Okay, chicklets, it's a whole new ball game. Now let's get out there and show those dolphins what roosters are made of.
Feathers and a beak! Woo!
Okay, put your hands in here.
Pete busts through the barrier.
And it's the chicken.
The team watches with perplexed expressions.
Okay, let's go.
Coach walks off and his players follow. On the court, Pete flaps his wings and does a silly dance.
Way to start strong. I like where your head's at. Got a good feeling about today.
Yeah, Dill! Go Dill!
As Cammy smiles at Dill, Pete dances beside him.
Dill! Ball!
Dill sneers at the chicken.
Hello, you're Tommy Thompson with Rooster Basketball. 14-4 Dolphins coming in to play your very own Raging Roosters, who are 0.
Okay, let's bring it in.
Four.
Let's go.
21 in the loss.
Okay, guys, ready? Defense, take care of the ball. Defense, take care of the ball. Hands in. Here we go.
Pete joins the huddle. Coach glares and he leaves. Dill dribbles the ball down the court. He heads straight for Pete. The mascot jumps into Coach's arms, and Dill tumbles into the woman with graying hair. She hits him with a purse. The other team scores.
They just scored two baskets while you're flirting with the chicken. Get out of there. They need some coaching.
Pete kisses Coach.
That's my chicken.
Get out!
He started it. I don't care who started it.
Whatever.
The visitors score again.
Get in here!
Come on!
In here!
The team huddles around Coach.
You just try him. Oh, you just can't. It's him. Come in,
the players raise their hands together. Coach wipes his forehead. Pete eyes Angela.
Angela, we're seeing your computer every day.
Come here.
He lifts the cheerleader up in his chicken wings. Angela waves her pom-pom as he carries her. As the distracted opponents watch Pete, Gil dribbles past them for a layup.
Yes, that's exactly what I meant!
That's my chicken!
Jamie pouts. Pete carries Angela into the hallway.
It was sweet of you to pick me to run away with.
Pete shuffles his feet shyly.
I think your fans are calling.
Pete nods. Angela smiles sweetly.
Well, I should get back to my cheering.
He holds up a finger, then grabs a flower from a nearby bouquet and kneels in front of her.
Thank you.
Angela beams and regards the big yellow sunflower. She looks up and finds Pete gone. At night, Pete pulls into Cletus's driveway. His friend walks out and opens the passenger door.
Pete! Dude, you were amazing. You know, now I know why everybody loves me. Anyways, I gotta run. I got a date with Jamie. Isn't this great?
Yeah, for you. Everyone still thinks you're the chicken. I'm just boring old Pete Ivy. Monday morning, I'm going to be the kid in the back of the room nobody knows.
Okay, Pete. I mean, maybe you're right. You should be getting more out of this than all the groundwork I've been laying down with my sister. Trust me, Pete. Dude, she's coming around.
I'm sure she is.
Here's what we're going to do. You're going to be the chicken full time.
All right. What do you mean full time? Well, what about that allergy-proof chicken head or whatever?
The financing dried up.
You know, the PTA shot down Principal Daly's request for the $1,000. Something about fire extinguishers being a better resource of... I don't know. It's politics, man.
Say, Poole, does this custom-built hypoallergenic head really even exist?
No. No, Pete, no, it doesn't.
Why do I ever believe anything you say anymore?
Because we're best friends. Now, Pete, are you in or are you out?
Well, I don't know. I'm just not sure about being the chicken full time. I mean, well, if people were to find out that it was just boring old Pete Ivy in the suit, they'd expect me to be this, hey, check me out, I'm crazy, kind of guy all the time. And it's not me. That's you.
Okay, Pete. I don't ever recall saying that we could let people in on our little secret here.
Oh. Oh, so I keep being the chicken, you keep getting the credit?
Yeah. What? Pete, it's a win-win, dude.
Oh, wait. How is it a win-win?
Simple. I get the benefit of fame. The Poole family tradition lives on. Oh, let's not forget about Jamie. And you get to have fun in a chicken suit. Pete, doesn't get better than that.
Pete presses his lips together, bows his head, and gives a meek nod.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I'm kind of good at it.
Good? Pete, dude, you're amazing. I mean, no Poole has ever been this good. You're a natural, baby. You know, you got all the moves and stuff.
All right. Yeah, I'll do it. Why not?
You're gonna do it?
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll call you.
Cool.
All right. You're gonna do it. You're my big chicken.
Why not?
Okay.
Cletus walks back into his house. Pete bites his lip and grins. Elsewhere.
I want him gone, Fred. I can't keep my mind in the game. The crowd isn't even looking at the court anymore.
Excuse me, Coach. There's something I remembered I had to do.
Fred approaches a dry erase board and clears a game plan written on it. Coach watches the principal as he writes.
Let's see here. The Roosters have scored 24 points all season. Their opponents.
He writes 621 next to opponents, then turns and walks out. The players stare at Coach through a window in his office. He anxiously pumps a hand grip strengthener. Outside a hardware store, Pete unloads wood.
Okay, so after this, we need 14 feet of chicken wire.
Chicken wire. Mm-hmm. That would be in the wire department under chicken. Or would it be in the chicken department under wire?
Angela and Pete share a smile.
So, what did you hear from Houston?
You mean my boyfriend?
Yeah.
Well, he made captain of the debate team.
Oh, sounds like a fun guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he, sure likes to argue.
They carry the planks across the street.
So, Pete, Cletus Poole, he's a friend of yours, isn't he?
I mean, only since kindergarten. Why?
Oh, no reason. Just, he seems like an interesting person. He's complex, isn't he?
Poole?
Yeah.
I don't know what I really considered the concept.
Well, I mean, it's like, by day, he's just kind of this... ordinary?
Really, really person? Ordinary.
Yeah, ordinary.
Guy.
But, you know, when he's the chicken, he's just so different.
Well, how different? What do you mean?
I don't know. He's, just brash and bold and daring. And he's so funny.
Angela, are you saying you're, like, interested in Poole? Because he's the chicken?
Oh, I found the putty. It's a little pricey, but good putty is worth every cent.
Did you get any twine? Where's the twine?
I didn't see twine on the list.
Come on, twine's the main thing. You don't build a float without a big old ball of twine. Come on, it's back in the twine aisle. You can't miss it.
She walks off.
Thank you. Anyways, oh, cool.
Oh, it's nothing, really. I mean, he's got a girlfriend anyways, right?
Right. And you have a boyfriend. So I'll forget that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, of course.
All right, where's that stupid chicken lair?
Now the band, cheerleaders, and basketball team board a bus.
Yeah!
Yeah! Knock it off! Give her pom-poms back right now!
The chicken arrives and plops down next to Coach, smacking him in the face with his tail feathers. Coach grimaces. The mascot rises, hitting him with his big tail again. The chicken falls as the school bus begins to drive. Students run alongside on the grass. Later. Jamie eyes the chicken.
Hey, I'm gonna go somewhere after the game. Where? Come on, Cletus, talk to me. We could miss the bus. Have to find our own way home. Cletus! Cut it out! What's with the silent treatment?
I bet I know. Pool's not in there.
Of course it's Pool. It is you, isn't it? See? What are you getting at, Dill?
Does anybody remember Pool being this funny?
No.
It's only the last couple of games he's come alive, and you don't just wake up one day and be funny.
Whatever. Of course it's Pool.
Well, then there shouldn't be a problem to check and make sure.
Dill stands and marches to the chicken in the back of the bus. Dill rips off the costume head. It's Cletus.
It was Pool. Told ya.
Jamie whips around to Cletus.
Don't scare me like that. Okay? Ready? Okay.
Roll in the muck. Cluck, cluck, cluck. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Roll in the muck. Cluck, cluck, cluck. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Last time.
Cletus puts the beak around Jamie's head. The bus continues on with a few vehicles following. Rugged, snow-covered mountains tower nearby. Now the students exit the bus and make their way to a brick building. Inside, they stride cheerfully down a hallway, passing a display case full of basketball trophies. Jamie walks arm and wing with the chicken mascot.
What's the matter, Cletus? What are you doing? Oh. All right. See you on the court.
She runs off after the team.
Pete!
A janitor mops with headphones on as Cletus looks around.
Pete, where are you? Do I need to...
Pete drags Cletus into a closet. In a gymnasium, the chicken does cartwheels in front of the cheerleaders. Cletus wears his wig and face paint disguise in the crowded bleachers.
Okay, let's bring it in! Let's bring it in!
The Roosters gather around Coach.
Crowd this big since we won two in a row in 86.
Huh? Did you say something, Coach?
Yes, I was just saying that we have a lot of paying customers, okay? So let's give them something to cheer about.
But they didn't come for us, Coach. They came because of stupid chicken.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay to watch us play. We stink.
See if this helps.
Pete approaches the crowd and lifts his wings. The team watches their fans rise to their feet. The Roosters take to the court and face a team wearing purple jerseys with dragons written across the front. The opponents win the tip-off, dribble down the court, and score. Now Dill takes a shot and gets knocked over.
Thank you, good call. Let's go, Dill.
Dill shoots a free throw and scores. Dill shoots another free throw and scores again.
We are not losers! We are not losers, we're not losers!
Coach pushes Pete away as he tries to join their huddle.
No.
Now, Dill scores a layup. Later, he passes the ball to a blonde teammate.
Pass the ball! Pass the ball! Pass the ball! Pass the ball!
The ball is thrown to Coach.
Call a timeout, thank you.
On the sideline, Pete dances in the oversized chicken costume. He slides and does the splits, keeping his wings moving. On the court, Dill scores another jump shot.
Funniest chicken we ever have!
Come in, Itcher.
Pete runs and jumps across the table, knocking over the dragon's water cooler and cups. Later, his team carries him overhead. The dragon slammed the ball into the hoop. Pete does a wild dance, holding his body up with his hands and spinning around on the floor. The chicken plays a tuba with the band, then dances near Angela and the cheerleaders. Holding pom-poms, he shuffles in front of the girls. Dill scores again.
Yes! Yeah! We scored 20! We scored 20! That was more than we had all last season! Woo!
The basketball players continue to run around the court. A dragon player speeds down the court with the ball. Pete suddenly picks up Angela and moves her out of the way. The player knocks into Jamie, slamming her into the floor.
Thanks a lot, Cletus! I don't think so.
Oh, who's gonna hear about this?
Jamie touches her nose and finds blood.
I'm gonna hear about this.
Now in the cramped closet.
Ow! Gosh, Pete, watch it. Let me poke my eye out.
You watch it, man. It's not easy getting out of this thing.
Hey, man. What's with you saving Angela out there? You should have saved Jamie. What were you thinking? You know, Pete, you weren't thinking is what you were doing. You need to get your head in the game.
It's hard up there, Paul. You're reaping all the benefits. I'm not out there in the trenches, man.
Pete, I'm in the trenches, too. Do not underestimate the job of me promoting you to my sister, okay? It's subtle, yet consistent. Seriously? She's probably getting to marketing when I get off there.
You want no offense to your sister, but I'm over her now.
Okay, good, because she wasn't taking the bait.
I think I like Angela. I think Angela likes the chicken. She only knows. Really means.
Okay, Pete, too. Stop talking right now. We obviously both know you can't tell her. I understand this whole dual identity thing can be really difficult on you.
Yeah.
But guess who else has to deal with it, Pete? Superman.
Yeah, well, it's like being Clark Kent when Superman's the only one who gets noticed.
But Clark never complains, Pete!
Cletus? Cletus, is that you?
We had a deal. There's no backing out.
Cletus, is that you?
Cletus falls into the hall.
Hi.
Angela points at the closet.
Yeah, the closet.
Right.
I change in there sometimes. I know it's weird. I'm kind of a shy guy.
Oh, that's okay. I like shy guys.
Really? Good, because I'm shy.
You just mentioned that.
I did.
Yeah. Look, I just wanted to... thank you for, you know, out there.
He stares blankly.
You saved me from getting trampled.
I saved you from... That's right, I saved you. Yeah. It's pretty sweet of me.
You know, this may sound kind of funny, but, you're sort of a...
superhero. Yeah, I know.
Sensitive guy, I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Actually.
Well, Superman's a sensitive guy, too.
Right. Of course.
Want to know something else about Superman?
Sure.
When he makes a deal with his best friend, he doesn't back out.
Oh, yeah, Superman's best friend? Wait, you mean Jimmy Olsen, the photographer guy?
Yeah. See, Superman kept promises with Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Super promises.
Right. Well, you know what else Superman does. He saves people in distress. Like you did for me. So anyways, thank you.
Okay.
I guess you're kind of my superhero today.
Cletus leans in for a kiss. Pete reaches out of the closet and yanks his hair.
Hey, sorry.
It's all right.
Once or twice a week,
nope.
It happened.
Yeah. So, I'll see you later.
I'll see you later. Yeah. See you when later is.
Angela waves and walks away. During the day, students flood out of Brewster High School. In a workshop area, Pete grinds a piece of metal, shooting sparks into the air. Cletus approaches wearing safety goggles.
Pete?
Cool. I just remembered. In fourth grade, I lent you a quarter for a taco boat, and you never paid me back.
Oh, okay. You want the quarter now?
Well, I want it in fourth grade, but now I'll be fine.
They take off their goggles.
Here's your quarter.
Pete takes the coin from him.
You see that? I missed a call. Yeah, I've been getting a lot of those calls lately.
Oh, must be nice.
Hey, Cletus.
Elliotus, it's your dad. Hey, you want to go bowling?
It's the old man. Yeah, I want to spend some more FaceTime with his favorite kid. You know, I can't blame him. My stock is pretty high these days. Makes him feel good being seen with me in public.
Whatever you say.
Yeah. We've been hanging out a lot lately. He's really proud of the chicken. Me. You know, he's carrying a picture of us in his wallet right now. I mean, obviously, he thinks it's me, but it's really you. Pete, I cannot take it anymore.
What's wrong? What's the matter?
Dude, I'm a fraud. Okay, my dad's walking around talking about how proud he is of the chicken, but it's really you, Pete. You know, he's proud of you because you're the chicken. You know, if he knew how bad of a chicken I really was, he would never talk to me again.
Pete pulls him aside.
Well, your dad doesn't care if you're a good chicken or even if you are the chicken. Your family loves you no matter what.
You see, Pete, I understand that in theory.
Trust me, it's true.
You're a really good friend, Pete. I'm really sorry that this whole thing has been really hard on you. You were right, though, you know? We should call it quits. Let the cat out of the bag.
Whoa, whoa. What if not funny without the suit?
Come on, Pete. You're a funny guy. You should have to let everybody see that. Without wearing your chicken suit. Come on. Hey, everybody!
Students continue working on a float.
Look, you know what? Let's just keep the cat in the bag. At least until after the parade. I mean, what's the rush, really? Right? Your guilt's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I guess.
Look, I'm sorry, Paul. I can't switch right now. Look, I did you a favor. Do me one.
Pete!
What?
What do we do with the twine?
Twine? He needs twine. Have you seen Angela? I don't know where she is.
No, I think she might have gone home or something, but,
Well, Angela organized this whole thing.
Pete points to Cletus, then hurries off.
We'll take over.
For real, though. I have, like, a mile and a half of twine here. Any idea? Come on.
You could build something.
Cletus turns from the girl and her huge ball of twine. Elsewhere, Pete drives through town. He approaches Angela walking alone on the sidewalk, then quickly parks.
Angela!
Pete gets out of his old car.
Hi.
Hey.
She wipes tears.
Why aren't you building the float?
The better question is, how come you're not building the float?
She doesn't meet his gaze.
Angela? What's wrong? What happened?
She wipes more tears as they walk.
I got a text message today. From Houston. I got dumped in a stupid text message. Can you believe it?
Coward.
Did you know that 86% of all long-distance relationships are doomed to failure?
That sounds high.
Yeah. Well, he attached a link. I checked it out. It's pretty accurate. Stupid debaters.
That must have been a pretty annoying habit to deal with. Must be lots of other lame stuff about him.
I don't know. I don't want to rip on the guy.
He broke up with you with a text.
Dude sleeps with his rabbit.
Weak.
And he refuses to see anything that's not orange.
What a loser.
And he dry heaves a lot.
Well, that's kind of a clinical condition. There's really not anything he can do about.
Pete?
Pete looks off, his mouth hanging open.
Angela, have I ever dry heaved around you?
No. And believe me, I would have remembered.
Yeah, cool. Well, we can talk about dry heaving some more, or we can go build a float.
I think I'll go with building a float.
Yeah, me too. Come on. Car's right up here.
I think I'll take you up on that ride now.
I don't think I can make you walk.
Now, townspeople gather along a main road and watch the parade. The marching band leads an elaborate float displaying a horse-drawn carriage, followed by the Brewster dance team. Uniformed officers wearing cowboy hats ride and wave from the back of a green convertible. Ahead of the marching band, the Roosters basketball players march with their coach. Cletus stands with the crowd and wears an oversized cowboy hat and fake mustache. Wearing a bandage across her nose, Jamie rides in a convertible and waves at the crowd. Cletus shifts nervously. Meanwhile, the car with the officers stops.
Can you believe it, Deputy? All these people voted for me.
They didn't all vote for you, Uncle Lou.
was exactly a landslide.
Don't call me Uncle Lou.
Now, a tractor pulls the school's float. Several students in fuzzy chick suits wave from the inside of cracked eggshells. The float stops and the chicks run off. A massive egg on the back breaks open and the chicken mascot hops out. Pete flips off the float and skillfully lands on the street. Angela and the cheerleaders rush over and dance on and around the float. A few cheerleaders leap off, then continue dancing on the road. Angela moves to the center of the display and smiles at the crowd. Pete climbs onto the float and dances with them. In the crowd, Fred claps along. Pete does a robot dance, punches his arms into the air, then joins the cheerleaders' choreography. He leaps high into the air and lands on the cement. His parents and Cletus' dad wear chicken hats and beans. Nearby, Dill dances along. Coach glares and he stops. Pete dances in line with the cheerleaders. They all kick in time, then the chicken bends over and shakes his tail feathers. He climbs back onto the float and breakdances in the center. Angela jumps off and runs over to Cletus in the crowd. She pushes him toward the float. He climbs up, shares a confused look with Pete, then starts dancing with him. Pete jumps on Cletus' back and waves his arm in the air, then accidentally knocks off the hat and mustache.
Cletus?
Who's this Cletus you speak of? I'm Pecos Bill.
What? But Cletus, you're the chicken.
But my son is the chicken. Why isn't he in the chicken suit?
Yeah.
Great. Now I totally made out with Pool for no reason. Ugh.
So, who's the chicken?
Man.
The chicken leaps off the float, makes a run for the sheriff's convertible, then leaps into the driver's seat.
We've been bamboozled! Get him!
Get that chicken!
The locals rush toward the car. Pete puts on the seatbelt and reverses, still wearing the clunky costume. He speeds away. He crashes through a wall made of hay bales, scattering the straw everywhere. The hay clears off the windshield, and Pete speeds away. The townspeople watch the convertible grow smaller in the distance, hay raining down all around them.
I was hoping it wasn't Pool.
Angela grins. The sheriff slams his hat on the ground.
You wouldn't drop your hat, Uncle Lou.
That was crazy.
Jamie rolls her eyes, and everyone turns to Cletus. He attempts to run, but the deputy grabs him.
No, okay.
Jamie, baby, listen. This doesn't mean we have to break up.
Oh, we're breaking up. Expect a visit from the wrestling team.
Okay, I will do.
Let's get him out of here.
We're rebuilding.
Law enforcement at work here, folks.
Later, a police car whips into a parking spot. Inside the sheriff's station.
Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. You know, it's a lot more fun when we both play.
Hey, Uncle Lou. Boys found your car. But that chicken was long gone.
Don't call me Uncle Lou.
Why not?
Because people think I hired you because we're related. Let me get this straight. You're the chicken?
Officially.
Yeah, but somebody else was in the suit, right?
Oh, you're both smart.
So, everyone thought you were in the suit, but you really weren't.
Exactly.
So
who was in the suit?
Come on, guys, I cannot tell you. We made a promise.
Son, we're talking Grand Theft Automobile here.
That's GTA Mobile.
So you better start talking.
Not until I get that root beer I asked for about an hour ago.
He puts his feet up.
We'll go get it.
Yeah, Lou.
Hey, Jack.
As his dad arrives, Cletus quickly removes his feet from the desk.
What's up?
Lou, can you give us a minute here?
Sure, Jack.
Thanks.
Cletus glances sheepishly at his dad, now outside.
Well, Cletus, you know, I wish I understood why you did it.
Dad, you know what? I'm allergic to the chicken suit, okay? I mean, every time I put the thing on, I go into a sneezing fit, and my body gets all itchy. I mean, I didn't want to quit. And I think the main thing is that I still want to let you down.
Yeah. You know, let me tell you something, Cletus. I was allergic to the chicken suit, too. Yeah, I know.
Really?
It was rough. My sinuses got all stuffed up. My eyes watered. My fingers swelled up like hot dogs. I just, you know, I felt like I was itching my way through high school. Yeah. I didn't want to quit either for the same reasons. I'm proud of you, Cletus. You had the guts to fly the coop like I should have done.
Thanks, Dad.
Cletus and his father hug.
But, I mean, you're really okay with me not being the chicken? I know it's the family legacy.
I'd rather you be my happy son than a sneezing chicken any day.
Thanks, Dad. Dad?
Yeah?
I think I'm allergic to math.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be okay with that.
Okay, cool. Okay, science? No.
Meanwhile, Pete runs through his yard and returns home in his mascot costume. He pulls off the head. He glances around his yard, then runs off. In the garage, he crams the bagged costume into the trunk at the front of his car. Later, he walks down a road. A car pulls over in front of him and stops. Pete continues on. Angela gets out of the driver's seat and flashes a big smile.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, Angela.
Where were you? Didn't see you at the parade.
Oh, no, I was there.
So it turned out great, huh?
Yeah.
Good work.
I just did a little sawing, some hammering, logged some twine time.
Hey, how about that whole chicken thing? It's all anybody can talk about. Who do you think it is?
The chicken?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, do you really want to know?
No, I guess not. I mean, yes. Well, I mean...
Do you... Want to know?
Yeah. But I'm afraid once the mystery's over, so's the magic.
Pete's eyes dart around.
Sure getting colder.
Am I crazy, Pete?
What?
I think I was actually falling for a guy in a chicken suit.
Really?
You don't know how relieved I was to find out it wasn't Paul.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you think the chicken will come back?
Probably not. So long as everyone wants to know who's in there. Magic's in the mystery, right?
You're right. Wait. No, I'm right. Oh, okay. We're both right. Hey, do you want to ride?
No, I'm just going to walk. It's kind of my exercise for the day.
Right. Bye, Pete.
See ya.
Pete stands next to a white fence and waves as she drives away. He presses his lips tightly together, then begins strolling alongside the road again. Now, a Brewster News headline reads, "Who's the Chicken?" with a picture of the costume. Pete wears a robe and walks out to grab the paper. Cletus drives up.
See that, Pete? We made the newspaper.
What are you doing here, fool?
Look, man, I'm sorry I got caught. Dumb, I know. But, I mean, we gotta talk. Decide what to do next.
What do you mean, next? I stole the sheriff's car.
So? Dude, you had no choice. You were being chased by a mob. You're legally allowed to do whatever you want when you're being chased by a mob. It's in the Constitution.
Tell it to the sheriff.
I already did.
Oh, great. Did you tell him who I am?
No, Pete. I was slippery like an oiled-up watermelon.
Pete narrows his eyes.
Okay, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna let the whole thing die, right? We're gonna retire the chicken and let the myth grow. And then maybe at our 30th reunion, we tell everybody it was you who turned the chicken into a legend.
I don't know.
Me either.
In the gym, the marching band proceeds past the packed bleachers. The gray-haired woman cheers. Principal Fred wears a chicken hat and claps along. The announcer sits behind his microphone, and Cletus watches the deputy and sheriff enter. Fred taps the deputy on the shoulder. Nearby, Angela and her team cheer. Cheerleaders run to a Brewster banner held by the door. Fred grins excitedly.
Oh, yeah!
The Roosters!
Dill breaks through the banner.
Yeah, we want the chicken!
Let's cock-a-doodle do it!
A mascot enters.
Come on!
There's the chicken.
He wears a shabby, cheap, makeshift chicken costume.
Get the chicken!
The deputy tackles him.
I got him up the loop. Law enforcement at work here, folks. From the scene.
The deputy rips off the costume head. It's the janitor.
Wait a minute.
It's the janitor.
This isn't the real chicken.
It's a fake.
We got a copycat here. Everyone stand down. Repeat, we have a copycat.
Sorry, folks. I couldn't resist. I just wanted some attention and love.
Come on.
Pete's parents watch from the bleachers. Coach scowls.
Janitors.
Let's go, huddle up.
Well, there's no chicken. I'm gonna get on home and soak my feet. Out of my way, you pig.
Watch it.
The gray-haired woman stomps out.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Come on, where's your spirit?
Fred frowns as he watches people file out. Nearby, Pete approaches Cletus on the bleachers and sits beside him.
Cool. Tip off, we go.
Pete sits and eats popcorn as the game begins. The visitors score. The cheerleaders mope.
Come on, let's go.
Pete's parents remain in the mostly empty bleachers. The visiting team scores again. Later.
Friday night's game was the biggest crowd in Rooster basketball history. For the first 10 minutes, anyhow. Seems to me people only come to see the chicken.
You know, I'm pretty sure people go to basketball games to watch basketball, but hey, maybe you're right. Maybe they just want to see a chicken act like a fool.
It's becoming an economic issue, Coach.
Oh.
There's been a substantial increase in the sale of game tickets. Most importantly, the town's pride quotient has increased significantly Friday nights. Now, it's a simple question. How can we get the chicken to come back?
Well, I suspect one thing on his mind is the little matter of the sheriff's car.
Well, I spoke to Lou, and he's willing to drop all charges.
But that's not fair. He stole the sheriff's car.
Come on, Corky. Who here among us has never stolen the sheriff's car when we were young? Huh? Anyhow, the chicken. Let's not forget the reason he stole the car in the first place was to prevent himself from being unmasked. We need to convince that chicken that if he shows up again, he won't be touched.
Well, how are we going to do that?
Fred guides Coach to the football field, turns him toward the packed bleachers, then hands him a megaphone. Fred taps Coach on the shoulder and smiles.
So, our objective is to get the chicken back. We're certain that he is here among you at this very moment. Whoever you are, we want to assure you that all vehicular theft charges have been dropped and that no one will expose you. Whoever even tries will be given double permanent suspension and endure eternal misfortune, which I will personally inflict.
Dill walks down and takes the megaphone. His blonde teammate joins him.
Coach Mackey speaks for all of us. We need you back, chicken. Come back, you big chicken. We love you! And we need you.
Pete's mouth hangs open and he furrows his brow. Angela smiles and claps along. Cletus and Pete share a look.
I can't believe I'm actually doing this.
I can't believe he's actually doing this.
As Pete rises to his feet, all of the students stand and descend the bleachers. In the hallway, Angela, Jamie, and Cammy regard a yearbook.
It can't be Keith Berg. He's too short to be the chicken.
What about Bobby Nevin? You never see him at the games. Hey, Pete.
I know.
How's it going?
Good. Good. Well, what are you guys doing?
Oh, you know, just what everyone else in school is doing. Trying to figure out who the chicken really is.
Oh. Hey, yeah. Maybe it's this Pete Ivy guy, whoever he is.
No way is Pete Ivy the chicken. I mean, Pete Ivy is not smart enough, and Pete Ivy is not cool enough, and Pete Ivy is not wild enough.
I'm standing right here.
Yeah.
Angela, who do you think it is?
I have no idea. Maybe Keith Burke? He seems like he can be that kind of guy, I guess.
That's what I thought. It's totally the Berkster.
Mm-hmm. Bye, Pete.
Bye.
The girls walk off, and Pete leans his head on his locker. At night, police lights shine on the top of the sheriff's car in the school parking lot. Lou gets out and strides over to Fred.
Boy, I hope the chicken shows up.
Oh, Lou, you mind leaving the handcuffs in the cruiser?
Fred, I will not arrest the chicken should he choose to return.
The gray-haired woman whacks a student with her handbag.
We've been stood up again. I am tired of looking like a fool. Where's that chicken that's supposed to be? Oh, that chicken will be here. You just wait.
Yeah. We need the chicken. Oh, boy.
Inside, tears stream down Coach's face.
Why? Oh, what? Stupid chicken.
Now a stencil of a chicken covers a spotlight.
What is that, Zeus?
We're going to use this tonight to signal the chicken. It's not our best idea, but we're desperate.
Zeus, how's my rooster signal?
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Best idea I ever had.
Zeus smiles sweetly as Fred walks off.
Good luck.
Personally, I think the chicken has a better chance of seeing that than this.
She points to a poster.
What is this?
Oh, didn't you hear? Tommy's challenging the chicken to come on Rooster Talk today and explain why he's called it quits.
Elsewhere, the basketball announcer sits before a camera.
Hi, I'm Tommy Thompson, and we have a very special guest on Rooster Talk today. The pride of Brewster, the chicken.
The chicken sits with Tommy in front of a live audience. Jamie sits in the front row.
Hello, Tommy.
Yes, the chicken's voice has been electronically altered to protect his identity. Chicken, let's get right to it. Why have you decided to hang it up?
Well, Tommy, because under these feathers, I'm not really a mascot material. Just an average guy.
I love you, chicken!
I think that proves you're anything but average. You're the spark plug of our school. You're the spirit of the whole town.
That's a lot to live up to.
Well, seeing as how the Roosters' last remaining game is against the Mountain Lions, number one in the league, it's going to be tough to avoid a shutout season without the chicken.
I think they can do it, right?
Let's bring out someone who believes they can't win without you. Coach Mackey.
Here comes!
Coach Mackey stares directly at the chicken.
Coach, you think you can't win without the chicken?
Huh? I am positive we can't win without the chicken.
I love the show, by the way. I'm a big fan. We'll get a picture with you afterwards. That'd be good.
Coach shakes Tommy's hand.
Chicken?
Okay.
Just hear me out, okay?
Okay.
Look, if you come back, I promise I won't throw my clipboard at you anymore. And you can break through the big paper sign before the game. Huh? What do you say? Give me a wing? Come here, you big lug.
The chicken and Coach hug. Angela watches on a monitor in the cafeteria. Coach runs away crying.
So I guess this means the chicken will be at the big game Friday?
I'll be at the game, but I'll be in the stands with all the other students.
Well, if this is gone for good for the chicken, can we at least know who the man is behind the chicken suit?
Well, let me answer that with another question. Why doesn't the Lone Ranger take off his mask?
I give up. Why?
Because the magic's in the mystery. Once you know, mystery's over. And so is the magic.
Angela looks off with a thoughtful expression. At night, inside Mrs. Ivy's bakery, Pete and Cletus walk together.
Pete! Dude, we're back in business. And check it out. I even got the suit dry cleaned.
Great.
Dude, the chicken's risen from the ashes. You know, kind of like the phoenix. They're both birds, right?
Well, I thought we were agreed we were done with that.
But, Pete, the chicken's off the hook. You heard what the coach said. He said if you show up at the game, they won't arrest you. I mean, what a beautiful country we live in. When a chicken can steal a sheriff's car and run scot-free, I mean, I'm just saying, God bless America.
No, Poole, you were right before. You know, we should just let this all die, and we can have a good laugh about it in 30 years.
But, Pete, you said that you wanted people to know that you were the chicken. I mean, you tried to tell everybody at the rally you were ready then.
Well, I'm not ready now. Maybe I'm never going to be ready for people to know it was just boring old Pete Ivy in the suit.
What are you talking about? You're going to be famous, man. People are going to love you.
Yeah, but what if they don't? Poole, what if people stop liking the chicken because they knew it was me?
Pete, if that's seriously what you're worried about, then you need to look at it like this, man. I mean, you can live your whole life in a shell, or you can hatch. You know, no guts, no glory.
Yeah, glory is overrated anyhow.
Pete starts to walk off.
Well, I hope you know what you're doing, man. Because you're letting a whole lot of people down.
He turns back and eyes his friend. Pete takes a deep breath and lowers his gaze before continuing out of the room. Cletus picks up the costume and glares at it.
This is your fault.
At night, a spotlight cuts through the dark sky and the chicken symbol shines over the school. Inside, the basketball team huddles together with Coach. The team hops in place in the gym.
All right!
Do you little chicklets believe you can beat those Lions?
Not without the chicken, no. What? I'm being honest. Even Coach said it on TV.
Okay. But now I'm saying we can. And there are 500 Rooster fans out there who believe you can win without the dang chicken.
Well, they're all just gonna leave as soon as the chicken doesn't show up.
So what? Maybe they will. But this is our last game, men. Do you want to go through life with the honor of being the only winless team in 46 years? No,
no sir! Is it true we haven't won one single game?
It is absolutely true. Now, do you believe we can beat them Lions?
Maybe!
I'll take it! Now, let's go crashing through that sign like raging roosters and show them who we are!
Yeah. Actually, you know what? We should
probably not go through the sign. In case the chicken shows up, I sort of promised it to him. Let's just go around it.
The team and coach step around the raging rooster band. They stand gaping at the packed bleachers. The cheerleaders wave their shiny pom-poms. The band faces the court.
Okay, let's do this.
Tommy sits mid-court at his booth.
It's the final game of the year here in the Big Chicken Coop. Our very own Raging Roosters will try to score the first victory of the season against the undefeated 25-0 Mountain Lions. Can they do it? Can they do it? Our fans think they can do it, so let's do it.
Dill faces his opponent at center court.
Tip-off, we go.
The Mountain Lions win the tip-off and immediately score. Dill tries to grab the ball, but slips and misses. The visitors score again. Pete's mom sadly clenches her fists. The Mountain Lions score again.
Well, it's been an interesting season. Can't win them all.
Can't win one, actually.
Come on, Pete. Where are you?
Cletus scans the gym. Meanwhile, Dill dribbles and an opponent steals the ball.
This is horrible.
The scoreboard reads, visitors 8. At the baseline, a Mountain Lion mascot jumps with the opposing cheerleaders.
Dill, timeout. Jam, protect the ball, okay? Please, protect the ball. Say it with me. Protect the ball. You're killing me.
The overhead lights turn off.
Okay, here we go. Oh, thank goodness.
The crowd gazes around the dimly lit gym. Fred wheels out his chicken light.
This is it.
Not pay the electric bill?
This is the best $2,000 a school ever spent.
A chicken image shines on the wall.
I'm gonna do it!
Fred points the light up toward the ceiling. The chicken stands in the rafters.
Get the banner.
Get the banner!
Students carry over the banner.
Well, there goes nothing.
Pete talks to himself in the suit, then leaps attached to a cable. He flaps his wings as he glides down to the banner in the center of the court. He rips through it, rapidly flips, then lands on his chicken feet.
Chicken, I knew you'd show up.
Cletus tries to kiss a girl.
Son, I was excited about the chicken showing up.
Pete dances on the court. Yeah! Yeah! The cheerleaders rush over and join in while the band plays near the free throw line. The people in the stands flap their elbows like wings. On the sidelines, Coach Mackey and the players dance along.
Guys, all right? The war is on, and we have got to win it. And now, we have our super weapon, okay? So keep your heads up, your butts down, and let's win this thing, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, your hands in. Ready?
Pete does the splits. The cheerleaders flap their arms like a chicken. What you holding back? Cletus watches with a big smile. The teams take their positions and the game begins again. The Roosters steal the ball. Bill dribbles it down the court and powerfully leaps to the rim and scores.
Yeah! Yes! Yes!
The Roosters score!
Woo! I dunked a basketball!
I have a player who can dunk. I have a player who can dunk!
With a scoreboard and people watching and everything! Guys, did you see that? I dunked a basketball!
The guitarist and drummer play with the band. The game continues. Jam throws an air ball, but another teammate scores with the rebound. The mountain lion mascot faces off with the chicken. Later, the Roosters score again. Pete boxes the lion's snout. Jam shoots the ball into the hoop. Pete trampolines up to the basket and dunks a novelty ball. Fred claps. Bill fluidly scores again. The scoreboard reads Roosters 62, Visitors 72.
Roosters!
The Roosters pass the ball up the court. Bill shoots and scores. The Roosters continue passing and working together. The scoreboard reads Roosters 66, Visitors 74. In the stands, the crowd cheers and dances. Dill steals the ball and passes it to his blonde teammate. He shoots and scores. Pete shuffles across the court.
This is great, guys. Good job, man.
Pete emphatically plays air guitar for the crowd. Pete gazes around at his audience. Inside his suit, he stares with wide eyes.
Come on, chicken, take that chicken head off.
Yeah, come on, chicken.
Chicken, 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 chicken.
Come on, chicken, show us who you are. We can't take it anymore.
What do you say, Pete? Maybe it's time to see what it feels like to stand in the center court for a change.
I mean, you can live your whole life in a shell, or you can hatch.
Guess it's now or never.
Pete's parents and Cletus's dad chant together. In slow motion, Pete reaches up and grabs a hold of the head. Angela stands with the cheerleaders. She suddenly runs to Pete.
Let me give you a hand in that, Pete.
She helps him pull it off, then grins at him after he reveals himself.
You knew?
She nods.
Who is that fella?
That's Pete. It's Pete Ivy.
That's our Pete.
You rock, Pete.
That's our Pete!
Dill and Jamie look unsure for a moment, then join in and clap along.
The kid makes a darn good chicken.
How did you know?
The magic's in the mystery. You told Tommy, remember?
Pete takes a bow.
Your fans are calling. Again.
Angela helps him place the chicken head back on. He sweeps his wings left and right. Now the team huddles around Coach Mackey.
No timeouts, all right? I want a full court press. I want you to go for the steal. If you don't get it, I want you to foul. We can do this. Get your hands in here. Ready? Roosters on three. One, two, three.
Roosters!
Let's go!
The basketball teams take their positions back on the court. Cletus runs to the band's full drum set and takes a seat. The Roosters immediately steal possession. The blonde player scores. Roosters now have 70 points. Cletus plays the drums.
Yes! Yes! Press! Press! Press!
The scoreboard reads Roosters 70, Visitors 74. Dill dunks hard.
Yeah! Roosters score!
I dunked it again!
Oh, no, he didn't! No, he didn't!
Ah! Roosters down by two with only 8 seconds to go.
Two cheerleaders pick up the chicken in a pyramid formation. Hey! Mountain Lions have possession. 6 seconds remain. The blonde player steals the ball and passes to Dill.
He shoots. He shoots. Dill, the ball's in the air.
The crowd stares as the ball flies through the air. It hits the rim, bounces around, then finally glides through the net. The cheerleaders accidentally drop Pete, then Angela tumbles and lands on top of it. He pulls off the chicken head.
Yes!
Coach Mackey holds his hands in the air.
Yes!
He runs to center court and celebrates with the players and cheerleaders. Angela and Pete watch from the ground.
I told you I was falling for a guy in a chicken suit.
Is it okay if I'm the guy?
Angela smiles and kisses him.
Pete, they love you. Put your head on.
Back in full costume, Pete leaps and bounces acrobatically with the team circled around him.
And I would have told you sooner, but I think it's just as well.
Audio description funded by Walt Disney Studios. Voiced by Julian Smith.
I'm ready to rock. 1, 2, 3, 4.